From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government mulling Russia's offer to develop nuclear energy in Indonesia. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to immediately activate direct flight of Moscow to Bali. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif stated the government is considering Russia's offer to develop a nuclear power plant in Indonesia. Besides Russia, other countries have also offered to build a nuclear power plant under a bilateral cooperation scheme. This was stated by Minister Arifin Tasrif during an interview with Antara on the sidelines of a joint working meeting between the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry and the Industry Ministry in Bogor, West Java, on Monday. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who will reactivate direct flights from Moscow, Russia, to Bali as a concrete commitment from President Joko Widodo's recent visit to Russia. At a weekly press briefing carried out online in Jakarta on Monday, quoted by Antara, Minister Sandiaga pointed out that his side has coordinated with Russian embassy in Jakarta, considering this opportunity is one of important results from President Joko Widodo's meeting with President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, last week. Minister Sandiaga further said, Russia is a potential market because it has vacation references with luxurious facilities of journey standardization and long stay.
Kami langsung berkoordinasi dengan
Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has directly coordinated with Russian Ambassador Lyudmila Georgievna Vorobieva, who was present at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy office, to confirm the direct flight from Moscow to Denpasar, Bali. Indonesia hopes it can materialize this concrete visit of President Joko Widodo to Russia. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno also conveyed that before COVID-19 pandemic, Russian tourists had the top level of foreign tourists who visited Bali with an average of 300,000 to 400,000 tourists per year. Russian tourists were also among the top 10 visitors to Bali during the pandemic. Nevertheless, the direct flight from Russia to Bali, Indonesia is expected to fill the flight schedule 3 times in a week. Caution is key for Indonesia to deal with the changes in the COVID-19 case rate. This was affirmed by spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Muhammad Syahril, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Syahril further stated, collective caution means that the public or the government must be cautious. He added that the changes in the COVID-19 case rate are natural and must be taken as a part of the dynamics of the pandemic. He also remarked that in June 2022, Indonesia recorded the highest number of positive cases again, logging more than 2,000 infections. The last national news comes from 14 delegations from G20 member nations who will participate in the second meeting of Trade, Investment, and Industry Working Group in Surakarta City, Central Java Province, from July 5th to the 7th. The working group was established in 2016 to discuss major trade and investment issues, as well as to coordinate efforts by G20 nations in a bid to strengthen global trade and investment. As quoted by Antara, Deputy for Investment Cooperation at the Ministry, Riyadno, at the security personnel gathering on the implementation of the G20 event on Monday explained, the Investment Ministry will become the host of the meeting. We continue with the international news. Hong Kong will look into shortening COVID-19 quarantine requirements for travelers while still aiming to curb the spread of the virus and prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. This was said by the city's new leader, John Lee, on Tuesday as quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Japan has been left with an unspent budget totaling 20.22 trillion yen or around $161 billion from the last fiscal year, a draft seen by Reuters showed on Tuesday, which analysts say may raise questions about the way stimulus measures are implemented. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, it showed the excess amount in the budget for the fiscal 2021 came on top of some 30 trillion yen that was carried over from the previous fiscal year, the draft showed. We end the news with about 50,000 people have been urged to evacuate their homes as floods hit Australia's largest city for the third time this year. Parts of Sydney have received about 8 months of rain in 4 days. As reported by BBC.com, roads have been cut off, some houses are underwater, and thousands have been left without power. Widespread flooding across Australia, driven by a La Niña weather pattern, has killed more than 20 people this year, many in New South Wales.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Health Protocols Must Still Be Followed. The Indonesian government will apply a booster vaccination as a condition of travel and social activities. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto conveyed this plan in his statement at the presidential office in Jakarta on Monday. He explained that the third dose would be required for various activities by involving a large number of people and also for various trips. He added, according to President Joko Widodo's direction, the airport is also prepared for the third dose of vaccination. The Indonesian government, in this case the Ministry of Health, will also carry out a sero survey. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi said that the sero survey has been carried out since Monday. It is hoped that the results will be out next month. This sero survey is conducted to see the total population in Indonesia who already have antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Minister Budi further explained, based on the sero survey conducted in March 2022, 99% of the population already has antibodies from 3,000 to 4,000 levels. These results show that the antibody is much higher than the sero survey conducted in December 2021. At the time, 88% of the antibody population was around 400 until 500. Accelerating booster vaccinations and conducting the third sero survey are preventive measures to face the possibility of a spike in cases of new variants of COVID-19, namely BA.4 and BA.5. Minister Budi estimated that the peak of cases in Indonesia would be reached in the second and third week of July 2022. Prevention is much better. Moreover, recently there has been an increase in the number of exposed cases. Based on the Ministry of Health's record distributed by the COVID-19 Task Force on Monday, there were 1,434 new cases. The Indonesian people are asked to continue to pay attention to health protocols, one of which is the use of masks. Not wearing a mask in open spaces is allowed indeed. There has been no change in policy regarding removing masks in open spaces, but still wearing a mask for prevention is much better, isn't it? The discipline of improving health protocols must be carried out by all Indonesian people. To immediately reach zero positive cases of COVID-19 is certainly the hope of all Indonesian people. To achieve that, the government cannot go alone. All Indonesian people must participate in implementing it. Continuing to wear masks as a form of implementing one of the health protocols until the estimated time for peak cases in Indonesia has passed is a good step. Implementing the current health protocols to achieve the best results for the Indonesian nation next is the best step. Well, listener, that was commentary.
I will start today in history in July 5, 1959, when President Sukarno issued decree returning to the 1945 Constitution. The failure of the Constituent Assembly to draft a constitution and a series of political and security events that shocked the unity and integrity of the Indonesian nation reached its climax in June 1959. Indonesia's first president Sukarno then issued a decree on 5 July 1959. The consist of this degree were the dissolution of the constituent body resulting from the 1955 general election and returning to the 1945 constitution. He announced the degree in an official ceremony at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. The 1945 constitution is still used as the legal basis for Indonesia. Let's turn to July 5, 2004, when the first direct election of president and vice president took place in Indonesia. Prior to 2004, the president and vice president of the Republic of Indonesia were elected by members of the People Consultative Assembly, or MPR. The first direct presidential election was held on July 5, 2005, with five pairs of candidates participating. Since no single pair received more than 50% of the votes, on 20 September 2004, a second round of election was held, which was followed by two pairs with the biggest votes. As a result, the pair Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Yusuf Kalla became the winner and announced president and vice president for the period 2004 until 2009. I will end today in history with July 5, 2022, the first World Badminton Day. The Badminton World Federation, BWF, in March 2022 announced that 5th July is officially commemorated as the World Badminton Day. This commemoration is held every year. The date of July 5 is taken from the date of the International Badminton Federation, which was founded on July 5, 1934. That's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
time you are in trouble, I will always be there for you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, entitled Indonesia in Crisis Cooperation with the United Arab Emirates. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir announced increased cooperative relationship between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates through the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, and both countries, he said, agreed to increase trade, investment, and economic cooperation. The bilateral agreement itself was signed by Indonesian President Joko Widodo and UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed. In a written statement on Sunday, as quoted on the sindonews.com page, Minister Erick Thohir said the Indonesian government discussed the cooperation that had been established so far and the potential for other strategic partnership. Previously, Erick Thohir had also met leaders of large companies in the United Arab Emirates. The potential partnership between Indonesian state-owned airline company Garuda Indonesia, the Indonesia Investment Authority, and UAE was discussed with Emirates Group Managing Director Sheikh Ahmed bin Said Al Maktoum. Erick Thohir also explained that this collaboration was an effort to improve the Indonesian aviation industry and supporting Indonesia's domestic tourism economy. Erick Thohir has also built a partnership with a multinational logistic company from Dubai, DP World, to strengthen Indonesia's logistics ecosystem in an effort to make it more efficient and professional. It is expected that in the future, the Indonesian port industry can be more competitive among neighboring countries like Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines, and others. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Ini tak lelahkan hatiku. tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mata hatimu mengarah, please, baby jangan marah-marah. Cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya, cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOA listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, last June 26, Interfaith residents attended the Ngertakun Bumi Lamba ceremony at Mount Tangkuban Perahu, Bandung Barat Regency, West Java Province. Ngertakun Bumi Lamba is a way of carrying out the message entrusted by the ancestors to guard three mountains that are considered sacred places or kabuyutan. One of which is Mount Tangkuban Parahu, a volcano left over from the eruption of ancient Mount Sunda 200 years ago. The ceremony is also a form of gratitude for the natural resources around the mountain. The ceremony is usually accompanied by music and dance from the Sundanese tribe as well as prayers, which are said to God Almighty for having given blessings to the people there. Usually, the Ngertakun Bumi Lamba traditional ceremony is held on the 1st of Kapitu in the Suryakala Sunda calendar. Kapitu month is the 7th month when the sun has just arrived from the northernmost earth to the south of the earth, according to the belief of Sundanese people. Participants in Ngertakun Bumi Lamba are not only from the Sundanese people. The ceremony always invites various other tribes to attend and participate in a series of rituals. Some participants believe that this is because Mount Tangkuban Perahu is believed to be a great and ancient mountain that must be purified by most of the original beliefs of the archipelago. Ngertakan bumi lamba ceremony opens with the preparation of offerings and the reading of raja. This offering is a literature or a way to communicate with elders in Sundanese belief. This offering is taken from natural products that have given human lives. The Sundanese believe that maintaining the balance of nature is their way of maintaining a relationship with Sang Hyang Karesa, or the Creator, and Sang Hyang Widi, or the Almighty. Then the participants dance to the accompaniment of Karawitan Sundanese music. In this session, anyone can participate, including immigrants from various other tribes. The event continues with Tarawangsa ceremony. It is opened by a woman with a scarf around her neck, dancing to the accompaniment of Tarawangsa and Jentreng musical instruments. Each participant may join the dance according to the tempo being played. Tarawangsa is also usually carried out every harvest month as a form of respect to Dewi Sri, or Mother of Rice, or if there is a certain traditional ceremony. A series of eating activities with all participants and visitors becomes the final event. After that, the participants bring some of the main ritual offerings to Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Percaya, sadarkan
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is membeli obat di apotek, or buying medicine at the pharmacy. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Berapa Harga Obat Ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? How much does this medicine cost? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy salesperson. Dev buys stomachache medicine and asks the pharmacy salesperson the price. The pharmacy salesperson then informs him about the price. Let's listen to their conversation.
Berapa harga obat ini? Harga satu botol Rp20.000.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's conversation on berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? I will say the words slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Berapa harga? Berapa harga? Which means, how much is the price? Obat ini? Obat ini? Which means, this medicine. Berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? In the conversation, you heard the phrase berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means how much does this medicine cost? This is used to ask the price in that utterance, the expression berapa harga, which means how much is the price, is used to ask the price of the medicine. To ask the price, the expression berapa harga, which means how much is the price, is followed by something which price is being asked. For example, obat ini, which means this medicine. Other examples. In addition to being placed at the beginning of the utterance to ask the price, the question word berapa, berapa, which means how much, can be placed at the end of the sentence. Let's listen to the words to ask the price. Berapa, berapa, which means how much. Harga masker ini berapa? Harga masker ini berapa? Which means, how much does this mask cost? harga minyak angin berapa? Harga minyak angin berapa? Which means, what is the price of ointment? In addition to chemical-based drugs, Indonesians are familiar with traditional medicines such as jamu. Jamu, which means herbal medicine. Jamu is a term for medicine made from herbal roots, leaves, etc. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example conversation once again.
Berapa harga obat ini? Harga satu botol Rp20.000.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic on membeli obat di apotek or buying medicine at the pharmacy and a conversation entitled Berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means how much does this medicine cost? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Negeri Junjungan by Usman Bengkalis. The song Negeri Junjungan was composed by Dian Shah and Musrial Mustafa. This song tells the story of Bengkalis, a district in Riau province. The lyrics tell how the country of Bengkalis upholds Malay culture. Even though it is far away, it's always remembered and unforgettable. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Negeri Junjungan by Usman Bengkalis. Enjoy the song!
Menarik bumi.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.